We are at the IBSA World Games 2023. We're at the football at Birmingham Uni. We've got Darren Harris with us. Darren, football's in your blood, isn't it?
I love the game. I've played for a while. Not anymore, though. Everyone keeps telling me to come back. I don't know why.
But so more on the organisational side now.
Yeah, it's been really, really fun trying to put something on this scale together. We've got, you know, 70 countries and, you know, 1,200 athletes. We've got all the official support staff. So it's been a real massive event. Eight different sports across two campuses. So it's been pretty epic.
And the football has been really hard fought. Just run us through again. This is a Paralympic qualifier. So who's qualified so far and who can still qualify?
So the winners of the Continental Games have all qualified. So France have qualified because they're the host. Wouldn't it be crazy if the hosts couldn't attend their own games? Turkey qualified because they got to the final anyway. So those two are qualified. China have qualified because they won the Asian Games. And Argentina have qualified because they won the South American Games. And maybe Morocco as well. I'm not sure. So there's only a few places left. We expect Brazil to win the tournament, so they're highly likely to qualify, and the rest is really, really open. And so we've got a couple of teams who've just made it into the quarterfinals. So Japan and Italy are both into the quarterfinals, so that's the first two teams into the quarterfinals.
So some big players on these teams. I mean, there's some guys here, you know, over 6 feet tall, 6 feet wide, I think some of them are as well. There's some real solid play going on here.
There's a lot of physicality in the game. I don't know whether it's too much sometimes. I felt the England-Germany game was probably a little bit over physical, whilst I think the Argentina game was a little bit more technical, a little bit more quality on the show. But yeah, you've got to stand your ground. You can't let people push you around. And yeah, there's certainly some solid lads who aren't afraid of, you know, putting their foot in where it hurts.
Where do you find the sort of, you know, the next round of players from? How do the teams look for new blood?
Well, I think across the world the game is growing massively. We you know, the strength and depth across the world is here to see. You know, Thailand are relatively new at this level on the stage, but they've, you know, in a few years they've developed really well. You know, Japan had the Paralympics, you know, a few years ago, and they've kind of kicked on as well from that. So they're investing heavily in the sport as well. So I think the game across the world is in a really healthy place. I just wish we could do it a little bit more here in the UK, and it's been a bit of a challenge finding people who are supposed prepared to put in the hard graft that you need to be successful at this level. We have got a couple of really good young promising players. So we saw, you know, Issa Ranjit, you know, play in a couple of games so far, and I thought F.A. Shinwell played really well against Argentina. He stepped up probably two or three levels from his performance against Germany. So, and that's understandable. He hasn't played much in the last year. He's one of the clever kids. He's off to Oxford University and he's been doing his revision like a good student.
How could he? Darren, we'll let you get back to the games, but thanks for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.